Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. This is episode number 439. I am your host, Connie, and along with my hubs, Bruce, are here to provide you with a bit of a magical escape wherever you may be listening.
And by escape, she means we're talking about snacks today.
We are. If you're new to the show, thank you for giving us a try. We're best described as a somewhat unscripted, amateurish show that is, quote, surprisingly refreshing, end quote.
Why, someone actually wrote that?
Surprisingly refreshing, yeah.
Amateurist, they said?
Well, it's more like it's not super scripted. It's not really professionally produced. It's just you and I. We've been hanging out for quite some time.
Well, it's not inaccurate.
That's true.
So I watch this, you know, this show that I watch on YouTube, right?
Yes.
And it's they do a live stream, and one of the live streams, like, they have a button. It's like, when something goes wrong, they hit a button and it's like William Shatner. And it's like, this is not a professional live stream. It's like, just a reminder, this is not a professional podcast. We are just hanging around.
I personally don't think we need to remind anybody that this is not a professional podcast.
Listen, we try to make it as professionally as we can, but we just want to hang out and have fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully if you're listening to this podcast, whatever you're doing, you're enjoying it just as much as we are enjoying recording it. And it gives you a little bit of escape. I know sometimes I'm not in the mood to record, but then when I get into recording and we talk about snacks or we talk about, you know, our next trip or whatever it is, it gets me in the mood.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me reflect on the ones we've had in the past, which hopefully that does for you listening too.
I'm actually meeting an old friend today after the show, after we record today.
Are you friends from work?
Friends from work, not yet. But I'm meeting a friend and she wanted to know like how we got started, what's the story, you know, just kind of everything. And I just kind of rehearsed everything in my head and was thinking about really how it started. And it was truly an escape for you and I, Bruce. And that's how I want to translate the show forever. I just want people to have fun.
Yeah, and listen, if anything, you can do something you enjoy doing. It's 2024. If now is not the time, if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't done it yet, do something you like doing. Even if it's on the side for a little while till you figure it out, at least you know you tried. And you'll have a lot of fun doing it, hopefully.
Yes, and with all that said, if you're new to the show, if you've been listening to the show, we hope that you continue to like it.
Yeah, thanks. We're talking about snacks today. I love snacks. Didn't you send me a TikTok video about somebody who says Disney people are weird because all we do is to go around Disney looking for snacks?
I posted it on our own TikTok. No, yes, the best.
It's not inaccurate. No. You know, I don't know if that's weird. Why is that weird? I think it's weird of him thinking it's weird. But Listen, we do look around for snacks everywhere.
Yeah. That's what I think about. I think about the Mad Hatter when not so much the craziest people, but the weirdest people, it's the coolest to me. Like, who isn't?
Right?
Yeah.
So today we're talking about some unique snacks that you got to try at least once. It may not be your favorite thing ever, and you may not go back to it all again and again and again, but it's something that you have to try at least one time when you're going.
Yeah, we're taking the time today to unlock the snack world of Walt Disney World, Disneyland. Maybe we'll throw in some Universal if there's time. I'm excited because, at least for us, snacking our way through the park is part of the attraction and the fun.
You know what I have to say, too, is that if you have tried one of these things in the past, as you get older, everybody knows your palate changes. And there's a couple things on this list that I had tried in our first days when our kids were real young. And I was like, that's not that great. And then I went back and tried it again because they wanted to try it when they got older. And I'm like, wow, I actually like this.
Yeah, your palate changes for sure. I always say our kids are pretty good about that. Like, they try to give a chance to something that they think they don't like or they had once. They try again. And that's when they realize either they like it or they're starting to like it or they're just ruling it out altogether.
But maybe it's that low expectations thing. Maybe that in my brain, true. I was like, wow, this was gross last time. And then I eat it. And I'm like, wow, this wasn't gross. It's because I went in with such low expectations of it being disgusting.
That it was actually pretty yummy.
It wasn't disgusting, so I thought it was good.
Well, let's start off with a snack that we just recently discovered because I think we walked by the place 100 times. This is in Animal Kingdom in Pandora, the world of Avatar. And I'm talking about the Pongo Lumpia at Pongo Pongo.
No, you know how it happened.
How did it happen?
You were on the phone, and I was waiting for you to get off the phone.
Yeah.
And I said, you know
I
what?
I was on the phone in the park.
Yeah, oh, you were. It was an emergency. So oh, it was yeah. like not something that you could control. Gotcha. And I was like, you know what? While she's on that emergency phone call, I'm going to go get a snack.
I'm going to snack. I'm not going to worry about what she's doing.
That's exactly what happened.
That's and I pretty said, classic.
We've always wanted to try out this snack. And I was like, you know what? Now's the perfect time. I got 10 minutes to kill while she's dealing with that emergency. I might as well go get a snack.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, when you're stressed out, what's better than a snack, right? Or some food?
I need to take my mind off of it.
Gotcha. All right. I'm not mad. Because this is a pineapple cream cheese spring roll. It's at the exit of Flight of Passage. And I really think it's important to reiterate where it's located because I know I didn't remember that it was – I didn't know it was there. I've heard of this spring roll. I don't necessarily know if the pineapple slash cream cheese was something I was running towards maybe either.
It doesn't sound appealing.
Well, here's the thing. When you're thinking about these types of foods, don't forget that when you're in Walt Disney World, it's usually around 90 degrees and 100% humidity. So, I mean, things like pineapple cream cheese doesn't really sound that appetizing when you're there. But this one was really surprisingly yummy.
It was great. What do you mean? It was more than yummy. It was amazing. It's only $3.79 too.
Yeah.
So it's a very affordable breakfast kind of...
As of today, they're going to change it next week.
That's probably true. That yeah. happened to us all the time. But yeah. you know what? It was a great snack. I got it. I liked it. I like pineapple, but I'm not usually a pineapple person when it comes to like in other foods.
Right.
I usually just like it in its own state.
Yeah.
But I have to say, people have said, you got to try this. It was kind of something that I've passed on for a long time. But then I finally did it and you got to try it.
What I really like, yeah, you got to try it at least once. That's the name of the show today, right? I think that what I really liked was the fact that it was salty and sweet and crispy on the outside. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize it like hit all my senses, my flavor. I went to Flavor Town. Who says that?
Guy Fieri.
Okay. I literally went to Flavor Town. It was really good. So again, this is at Disney's Animal Kingdom in Pandora. Walk slowly at the exit of Flight of Passage so you don't miss it. I think you should definitely try it. Again, it for a Disney snack, it's pretty inexpensive, like you said, Bruce. So it's worth just trying.
Yeah, definitely go check it out, especially if someone's on an emergency phone call and you got 10 minutes to kill.
Thanks for that. It did cheer me up afterwards.
For sure.
I got to admit, thanks for leaving me some.
Welcome.
Okay. Next up. All right. Popcorn is something that everybody eats in Walt Disney World. You see the carts everywhere. You get the refillable. If you want to, you can get the refillable buckets, which is an inexpensive way to kind of fill the void when you're going in between meals.
What's that? I don't know if I've ever seen anybody actually eating popcorn out of the refillable buckets.
They're just holding them?
Yeah. Have you ever?
Yeah.
Like the refillable buckets. Oh, maybe the character buckets is the one I'm referring to.
Oh, yeah.
Not like the refillable ones, like plastic circle ones. I mean like the character ones, like Oogie Boogie you have behind you or Figment you have another one over there in the office here.
Well, these are like, you know, tokens of the very special.
So they're popcorn buckets with quotation marks over.
Yeah, those you don't.
Because you don't put stuff in it.
Yeah, well, at least I don't. All right. Well, this is something that I think so. Over in Epcot, a lot of people know of the Werther's, the caramel style popcorn that you can find in Germany. But I think a lot of people miss out or don't see the maple popcorn. And this is at the Canada Pavilion in Epcot. It's a small stand. You probably walk by it. But the maple popcorn is something I definitely think everyone should try at least once. It definitely makes you feel like you have gone to Canada and you're just without your passport, you know, you've gone to another country and just enjoy a simple snack with a twist.
People are going to make fun of me for saying popcorn, but I'm saying it how I naturally say it.
I figured say it right away at the beginning of the show so that way we can get it over.
I'm not going to struggle and try to say it like everybody else says it.
All right, right.
But anyway, this is a snack that I never really want. It's never something that I'm like, oh, I need to go get that. But then when somebody else in our family gets it and I try a couple, I'm like, oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
It's not like something that sticks in your mind. You're like, I got to get that, at least for me.
I just think don't sleep on it. Usually the line is not too horrendous. It's not overly sweet, which I like because I'm not a huge sweet person when it comes to eating popcorn, like the kettle corn. But this one has a great balance to it.
All right, next one. Here we go. The next one we're going to talk about is something that I tried again. This is exactly what I was referring to back in the beginning of this podcast when I said, you know, as your palate gets more mature. Yeah. This is something that you have to go back and relive some of those early snacks that you tried in school bread.
school bread.
Is one of those snacks that I didn't initially like. I was like, wow, I can't believe people like this. And then I went back again on our last trip, and I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. Now, I don't know. There's something about it. I feel like I have a couple pictures of this from the last time we got it. And
maybe video, too.
Yeah, and then I do have pictures of the first time I got it, and I feel like it looks different. So maybe it's
lightened up a little bit?
Yeah, maybe they've tweaked the recipe a little bit to be a little bit more...
I don't know about that. I think your taste buds just matured.
Acceptable for the masses,
well,
I should say.
I think that if you listen to other podcasts or shows or talks about Disney.
Wait, there's other podcasts and shows?
Some. Oh. Some that I'll name. Some that I won't. But these are, I think this type of snack is something that maybe people think is so out there. They're kind of gravitating toward it being weird, and maybe that's what you had in the back of your mind.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you've already had it, but you just were like, all right, I know I'm not really going to like this, but I'm going to try it because it's kind of a must try at least once or twice in Epcot. This is just, it's a spiced sweet roll. It's inspired by a Norwegian snack filled with custard, dipped in glaze, and topped with toasted coconut. It's not that weird.
No, it's almost something that you can stick in your pocket, too, as you're sneaking on a ride.
It's almost like as if it was made for that.
It's almost like I did that once or twice.
It is almost true. Yeah, so I just think that you got to try it at least once. It's not that weird. This is at Kringla Bakery in Norway. I love it. I think that at least just once you should try it. If you can, maybe even split it. That's kind of how I like to do it.
Split it in two and stick it in two pockets? Is that what you're saying?
Sure, that's fine. Do it that way. But this is good. I think it's a definitely must try at least once. Again, with Epcot, the food is the attraction where you, I think, at least for me, I am transported to that country. So to me, I almost have to get things that are really inspired by.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
I just had a great idea.
What?
Let me see if this is actually a great idea. So you know how people rate pizza and they rate burgers and stuff?
Yeah.
What if I created a list for Disney that's, like, you scale it on a 1 out of 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm trying to follow you.
Yeah,
you're going
follow
a little
me.
You're going a little slow.
I'm okay. Trying to gather my thoughts here. Okay. Trying to make sure it's as cohesive as possible. All right, okay. So a 1 would be bad. A 10 would be great. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well can this snack get snuck into an attraction?
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're moving on.
Do you think that's a good
this
poll?
Is wild.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how is a school bread sneaking on an attraction? I'd say it's about a 6, 6.5.
Okay, we're moving on.
Maple popcorn, that's a 9.
Okay. All right, next up, before it gets too crazy, we're still in Epcot, and I really love this. Just to even watch the cast members create this delicious snack, I think is just worth it, in my opinion. So if you can head over there, I think it's really... really wonderful. This is croque glace, or pronounced croque glacé, à l'artisan de glaces.
Or as I like to say, croque glazy at l'artisan de glazes.
There you go. That's really how you say it.
That's how we say it over here.
Okay. This is an ice cream brioche sandwich.
Now, this is so good that I was in line, because I love getting the gelato there,
mm-hmm.
And I got a gelato, and as I'm waiting for my gelato, somebody in front of me was getting this.
Wait, first of all, by the way, I don't think they market this enough.
No, they don't, and I'm going to tell you why, because yeah. I was watching them make it,
mm-hmm.
And I immediately went back over to the register, and I'm like, can I just get my money back, because I don't want what I got.
I want that
instead. But I didn't even know what it was, though, until I saw them making it, and I was like, yeah. Wow, what did you get?
What
and they
is
said,
that?
I got the croquet glazy l'artisan de glazies. I'm like, what? I have no idea what that is, but I'll take it.
What did you just say? Yeah. It is, you get a scoop of your choice of sauce and ice cream. It's pressed warm on this homemade brioche, which here in New England, we have cookie sandwiches a lot, ice cream cookie sandwiches. And so that's like a big thing in our area right now. Cookie, pressed sandwich, ice cream, whatever, deliciousness. This, though, takes it to a whole nother level. I think because it's pressed warm.
Yeah.
If it was a warm cookie, I don't know how you could do that, but if it was a warm cookie, I think it would be a whole nother ball game. Maybe that's something we can create in the future, but here, I think it is a must try. Again, just even one time.
Only bad thing is...
What's that?
On a scale of a 1 to 10, it's like a 2 for a sneaking on attraction thing.
Yeah, this
because
one's
this
messy.
This is not one I would suggest you try to sneak on. So a scale of 1 to 10 on the sneakable attraction scale.
Oh, my goodness.
2.
This is when I wish I had control of the edit buttons. Oh. Okay. The mute button.
I feel like this is valuable information. You know, like, yeah, people want to know this.
Okay.
They want to know what you can sneak on and what you can't. Like, because if you can't, you don't want to make a big mess. They want it to be discreet.
Okay, next one. Not everybody needs a snack while they're on a ride, Bruce.
What?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody needs a snack, especially when you're watching Monsters, Inc.
Okay. Next, we're leaving Epcot now. I mean, it comes no surprise that a lot of this was going to be in Epcot, because to me, that's the whole place of food and just there's just so much to try over at Epcot. But those, I think, are my top that you've got to at least try one time.
All right.
All right. Moving on to Disney's Polynesian Resort, going to Ohana. And I want to describe and share the Ohana bread pudding. This has me dreaming of days where we can go back and just enjoy this one particular snack or dessert.
You know, Ohana is a very popular restaurant, very hard to get into.
True.
And it's one that we've had a hard time getting reservations on the times that we've been there many times, but we did go there. I have to say, I was a little disappointed in Ohana, but the bread pudding, on the other hand, I was very much exceeded my expectations.
I think overall, Ohana,
it was like the saving grace of the meal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, is that Disney restaurants are restaurants, and restaurants, as you know, probably locally, for you know, wherever you're from, they can have bad nights, off nights. Things happen. So I think we hit Ohana on an off night that particular trip. But yes, the saving grace was the Ohana bread pudding. Now, it's worth mentioning that even though it's not on the official menu, the Ohana bread pudding can often be ordered at the Tambu Lounge, which is right outside the official entrance for Ohana, and it usually becomes available after 4 o'clock.
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is not a great one either.
Why is that?
This is like a 3 on the scale of sneaking onto things.
Can we please move on from that?
No, I'm going to rate all of these.
All right. Well, this is a coconut melting caramel. It is absolutely perfection. I am a huge texture eater too. So I like not only things that are delicious, of course, but I like texture. And that's really where my memories go towards when I'm thinking about my favorite foods. So this one hits it all. By far one of my favorites. I think it's worth a shot, even if the Tambu Lounge may be not offering that day. I think it's worth it just to try to get over there and taste this dessert.
You know who? My grandmother used to love bread pudding and rice pudding. I think they need to change the name.
Yeah.
I feel like if they called it something else, people would try it a little bit more. But bread pudding doesn't sound very appealing.
As appetizing. Yeah, I think maybe you're
on right the other hand, croquet glacé l'artisan de glazes, amazing name.
Super yummy. All right, how about this for a name that I probably am going to botch here, because I don't know, for whatever reason, this word trips me up every time I try to share it. But I'm heading over to Magic Kingdom, and I'm grabbing a Cheshire Cat Tail at the Cheshire Cafe.
Why did that trip you up? It sounded pretty good to me. Did is it? That not how you say it?
I think I got it that time. Maybe I just can't think of, like, I can't think it. I just have to say it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is not necessarily completely out of the ordinary, right? It's not something that you're going to say, wow, it's super unique, but because it's primarily the texture and flavor is similar to a croissant.
Right.
But it's sweet. It's flaky. Again, not super expensive. It's colorful. It's very Instagrammable. And usually when I say Instagrammable stuff, it doesn't really taste good.
Yeah, usually stuff on Instagram, just like everything on Instagram, it's not the same in real life.
It's really not. It's very visually appealing and colorful and bright. And of course, all the Instagrams are like with perfect backgrounds, like you see. But in the reality, some of these are not the best tasting. However, this one, I think, is different in the sense of it's 5 stars all the way.
Well, you have the notes. It says blackberry tea slushy with whipped cream. I'll take that instead.
Okay, well, I was going to talk about that next, but this is located at Fantasyland. Has me hooked. Yes, if you don't want a Cheshire cattail, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but maybe you don't, if you're not in the mood for something sweet like that, you can get the blackberry tea slushy with whipped cream. And I these are hard, right? Because stuff like that, like the blackberry tea slushy, could maybe leave the menu. You know, when we're done recording, things change so often. But hopefully the Cheshire cattail, because for a minute, the cattail was something different as well. It was like a paw or something.
Yeah, Cheshire, it's also only $5.99, which I say only.
Yeah.
I feel like prices of everything have come up so much that Disney prices don't seem as outrageous anymore.
I think you're not wrong about that now. That
you know, when a carton of eggs at the grocery store is, you know, $7.
Where are you
shopping? A $5.99 Cheshire Cattail doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah. It's pretty decent.
And you know what else it is?
What's that?
It's a 9.
It's a 9. I'm going to agree with you on that.
On the scale. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Let's do it that way.
All right.
Okay. Just in case somebody's listening.
You know what I'm talking about.
You never know who might be listening.
You know what I should say? I should make it a scale of, you know what?
What?
I shouldn't say sneak on attractions as a scale. I should say, how well does this fit in your pocket?
There you go. See?
Right? So then, like, I'm not suggesting you.
Do anything.
I'm not suggesting you sneak it on an attraction, but I'm just saying.
If you know, you know.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Can we go back and make edits now, or are you just going to leave it in?
Well, this will be the starting point.
Oh, okay. So starting now.
From here on out.
We were just kidding before. Bruce, you were just kidding about sneaking anything.
This is how I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll go, Cheshire Cattail. It's a 9. Okay. You know what I mean?
Perfect. You know, every time I think about snacks in a pocket, I think of my dad. He was the master of snacks. He always had a shirt with a front pocket.
Hold on a second.
What's that?
Where do you think I learned it from?
Oh, that's true.
I did not think about snacks until I looked over at one family event that was very inappropriate to eat snacks at, and your dad had some peanuts in his pocket.
I said,
you could do that?
It's allowed?
And he's like, shh, be quiet, boy.
He's like, if you know, you know.
Yeah. And he kind of like reached over and put a couple in my hand.
Try this.
So that's where I learned it from.
These will make the Greek christenings that much more pleasant.
So you can thank him for my scale.
All right. Moving on. Corn dog nuggets at Casey's Corner. Now, Casey's Corner is a nostalgic corner spot for the best good old-fashioned hot dogs. But my favorite are not necessarily their hot dogs, although they're pretty good. But a snack that you have to try at least once are their little sweet, salty bites of heaven, the corn dog nugget. I love these.
The nuggets are better than the stick.
Okay, to your point, they fit in a pocket.
7.5.
Okay.
Know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I like corn. I'm a real big fan of corn dogs, even though they're not necessarily a fan of me. But I'm always struggling because I run to corn dogs. They're like my favorite. But having a little bite-sized nugget really changes things. And it's not necessarily because you can put it in your pocket, but it's just the texture, again, of having it just a small bite. And to snack on them, perfect. I don't have to get, it comes with french fries or whatever. I don't have to get that, but the corn dog nuggets are my fave.
You give the french fries to the kids.
But here's what also they have that I hope doesn't ever change. Because when you're there, you can grab a refreshing drink of the frozen mint julep lemonade, which is classically blended mint julep mixed with lemonade, topped with fresh mint leaves, cherry, and lemon. And I finally get my mint julep fix in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I'm passing on that.
You're not a big mint julep person, are
you? I like the mint julep, but I like it. It tastes different in Disneyland, so I want to leave it at that.
Yeah, I guess if you're in the parks. Well, this one is frozen. I like frozen drinks when I'm in the Walt Disney World parks because I'm usually really always hot and the frozen drinks are a perfect snack / cooling sensation.
That's true.
So I'm always attracted to anything frozen.
It probably goes better with the corn dogs because that's salty too. Whereas in Disneyland, people always get the mint juleps with the beignets. And to me, I need like a coffee with the beignets.
Yeah, they're too sweet. It's too much.
So maybe you know what? Maybe I should change my mind.
Yeah, maybe you should.
I'm in.
Okay. I like that was easy. Speaking of mint juleps, though, if you have the time at least once, I know we're not really talking about restaurants per se or places to dine, but I would go to the Scat Cat Club for sure. You have to try that at least once. They have the best mocktails. They have the best mint julep, and you get to see a live band. Probably one of my absolute favorite things to do.
I mean, we had a business meeting there not too long ago, and is there a better place to have a business meeting while you have a mocktail and listening to some jazz music?
I think not.
Know what I mean?
I know what you mean. All right, next up is, so for beverages, since we're on the topic, let's just talk some beverages now.
All right.
So how about you got to try at least once the Beverly and Club Cool?
See, now this is the only one. Although, you know what? I did share a video of me trying it last time, and I was like, I did say in the video, it's not as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean it doesn't mean it's great.
It's like when you reach a certain age, like things like seltzer water is yummy.
You know you're old when.
Right? Like when you're like really young, you don't ever want to touch that. At least, I don't know, that's
true.
Have been my experience.
You think about the calories in the drinks all the time when you get older.
I don't.
I do.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. Back to Beverly. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as bad as people say it is. And again, I feel like they change the recipe a little bit. They maybe make the flavors a little bit more subtle than they used to be.
I'm telling you, it's because you're getting old.
I like to think of it as not me getting old, but them change. Let me just think they changed the recipe a little bit, will you?
All right. So just, all right, I'll leave it at that.
Please.
Okay. Well, Club Cool is in Epcot. It is a really fun place to hang and check out some products, Coca-Cola products all over the world. So it's not just Beverly, but I think you definitely got to go there and check it out and explore the different sodas around the world. That's really fun to me. So you got to do that at least once. I mean, for us, it's pretty much every trip, but because usually, again, we're thirsty. We want something different. I grew up in, you know, I was a child in the 80s. So I find that just like on Stranger Things, when Hopper, they were walking for miles and miles, and they got to a convenience store and they cracked open Coca-Colas to quench their thirst. That's me. So I usually need something to quench my thirst, and what better than Club Cool?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think it's definitely a must try. And speaking of more beverages, now let's talk about the milk stand in Hollywood Studios.
The blue and green milk?
The blue and green milk. You gotta try it.
You gotta try it. Listen, it's a novelty. You're in Galaxy's Edge. You gotta try it at least once. Now, would I go back and get it again? Probably not that many times, but it's definitely, like the list says, something that you have to try at least once and experience it.
I like it because you can get it again. It's frozen. So back to my whole theory of like having something as a refreshing drink, a snack slash something frozen really helps my body when I'm in the parks. But this is blue milk. It's plant-based blend of coconut and rice milk with some fruity kind of flavors with it. And the green milk is more of a zippy citrus. That's what they say on their site. It's really, that's truly how I would describe it as well. Sort of like just a citrusy. I prefer, I think, the blue milk a little better. I mean, it's a must try. It's $8.99. It's kind of expensive for a drink that is a novelty drink. I liked how we did it where we split it up a little bit, that not all five of us got a blue, because I think you get, it's one of those drinks where I think halfway through you kind of get sick of.
Yeah, and it's probably really good on a hot day.
Well, that too. And that's definitely why I think you should definitely try it.
Go try it.
All right.
I'm voting blue milk.
Yeah, me too.
Over green.
I like the blue better.
Blue over green. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I want to see. Yeah. I know what you mean.
What do you want to see?
Nothing. All right. Moving on to more drinks. LeFou's Brew at Gaston's Tavern in Fantasyland. Now, I struggle with this because it's something that when you go to Gaston's, of course you're going to want to try their yummy cinnamon roll things.
Again, people are saying cinnamon rolls hit or miss.
Yeah, it depends on the day, I think.
But, I mean, listen, I don't care. A miss cinnamon roll to me is still good.
True.
Right?
Yeah. But I think back to the subject of this show is something you need to try once. I think you do need to try the LeFou Brew at least once. This is at the tavern. Again, frozen drink. It's apple slush. It includes the flavor of toasted marshmallow and topped with passion fruit mango foam. It doesn't sound super amazing, but when you take all the flavors of the frozen apple slush and the toasted marshmallow, it's actually really yummy.
You girls made me try it. I never, ever wanted to try it.
Yeah, our girls were really seeing it all over social media, and they really wanted to try it.
Yeah, so they made me get one the last time we were there, and I was like, I don't really want to try this. And I drank it, and I was like, well, you know what? This isn't half bad.
It wasn't bad. I really liked it, and I think that the thing I struggle with is, like, I usually want to get the cinnamon roll, and therefore I don't necessarily think of it. I think many people probably think the same, where if you're getting a cinnamon roll, you probably don't want a sweet drink to go along with it. So try the cinnamon roll at least once, and then next time you go or someone else tries the fruit brew, I think it is a must do.
The cinnamon roll is very shareable too, so you don't need to get it all. I mean, you can get it all for yourself, which is what I do, but like most people aren't like me.
I just feel fun over there in Fantasyland, front of like, I don't know, a getting character.
Yeah,
over there.
I like that area. It's nice with the fountain there. Yeah, it's a nice area.
It's a really pretty underrated area. It's newer, so they did really well theming, and it doesn't feel as crowded over there because it's wide the way they set up. Because Fantasyland to me is just always so clustery that when I get over to...
It's not really the whole fin. Well, yeah, it's like the two areas. It's right where Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is in Winnie the Pooh. Mm. And then it's over by Peter Pan in It's a Small World. Like those two corridors.
So tiny.
It's so tight.
So tight. So anyway. All right. Well, try LeFou at least once and let us know what you think. All right. Now let's head over to Disneyland because I think Disneyland is so underrated when it comes to snacks. I don't think people think of Disneyland and food together.
Disneyland is almost like Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom when it comes to food, all in one.
Yeah, it really is. Save some money, you guys, for in your budget for just snacking in Disneyland. And I mean, you can definitely stretch that out by sharing. That's often what we do to stretch our dollar. But I'm telling you, there are just so many different things that they just don't have over in the East Coast.
There's almost a reason you need to go 2 or 3 days at Disneyland and then 2 days at California Adventure if you're visiting, even though it's a smaller park. And snacks is like a whole day.
Yeah.
Because if you eat everything you want to eat in one day at Disneyland, you're going to feel pretty bad.
I think there's something. So California, to me, the food there is so good. So it just comes when you really think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, it makes sense that Disneyland has some great snacks.
Right? That's right.
All right. Well, my favorite thing, and I probably talk about it way too much, but you guys have to try it at least once. I dream about this, and it's more than once for me. It's like my whole team I've got going on with the chili mango Dole Whip.
Now, the only thing that I found with the chili mango Dole Whip was I don't know if I could get eat the whole thing myself. It was great that we shared it.
Yeah, well,
even though I'm not a huge sharer of ice cream.
You're really not. It's because you had like a bite, I think, and then you let me have the rest. Because I really love it.
You did love it.
Yeah. This is something that I struggle with a lot. I actually almost left California Adventure 3/4 of the night and went to get a chili mango Dole Whip.
You literally were going to leave the park and leave us at California Adventure and then walk over across the way and get just to get a chili mango Dole Whip before we left.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty sad, huh? I was going to leave my family. I mean, listen. It's that good.
Was it the chili mango Dole Whip was so good, or was it the fact that you can kind of just sit eating your chili mango Dole Whip while watching the boats go by from
the Jungle Cruise?
The Jungle Cruise, yeah, thank you.
I mean, I think that all in all, obviously the setting amplifies whatever snack you're getting in any of the parks, but this one to me, I think it has the opposite effect on Instagram or wherever you're looking at pictures. It doesn't look that good. In fact, it looks a little strange. People have said, what the heck is that? It's got weird color combination.
Well, it's the chili mango.
Yeah, but people look at it, they're like, is that bacon? Like people, when they first look at it, first glance, they really don't understand what it is. But I'm telling you, this is the perfect blend of salty, sweet, tangy, little spicy, not really, but like it's that back spice where you get after you kind of take a bite. It is so good. It's at the Tropical Hideaway in Disneyland. I hope it never goes away because this is what it's considered a loaded Dole Whip. And to me, after I've had a loaded Dole Whip, I can never go back to the original Dole Whips. It's just, I can't.
True statement has never been truer.
It's pineapple, cucumber, mango, chili lime seasoning. I'm telling you, it's refreshing. It's delicious. And like Bruce said, yeah, you sit and you can watch the boats go by at, you know, if I'm lucky, I'll see Congo Connie go by in Disneyland.
This is the only bad thing about this is, you know what it is?
What?
1.5. Know what I mean?
Know what you mean. All right. Moving on to something that I think you should try at least once. This one might be a little weird to some.
I feel like this is the weirdest one on this list.
Is it?
Yeah, definitely. For strangeness things that you're going to try. A lot of these things that we're saying you got to try for the first time are unique, but they're not strange.
Okay.
I feel like this one's a little bit strange.
All right.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well, let's describe it. This is at the Blue Ribbon, again, corn dog. I'm a sucker for corn dogs.
I know you love your corn dogs, Aileen.
I really love them. All right. This is at Downtown Disney District in Disneyland. So this is outside of the park, but the whole strip where they have the Disney District. And this is a cart. It's a Blue Ribbon corn dog cart, and they have a bunch of different corn dogs. They have original corn dogs, and they have what's called a pickle corn dog. It's a hot dog wrapped in pickle, fried in cornmeal batter, and pango crusted. It's served with a bag of chips and peanut butter.
Yeah, but it's $15.50.
Okay, China, I know. It's California.
It is California.
Yeah, and it's, okay, it's large. It's a pretty big snack. maybe you can share it. I don't know. It's for me, corn dogs. No one can touch my corn dog. But I mean, if you really want to stretch out your dollar, sure. Just share this.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the menu and it says one of the things they have above that seems more appetizing to me than the corn dog is it says meatball sub dog.
Ooh.
It's like, what do you want to get? I want to get a meatball sub dog.
That's kind of funny. I'm not going to lie.
that's what I'd take. It's a meatball. Let me back it up here for a second.
Okay.
Let me gather my thoughts. Try to read properly for the first time in my life.
Back it up.
Switch mozzarella up. And meatballs fried in cornmeal batter served with marinara sauce and Parmesan cheese with a bag of chips on the side.
Are you getting it?
I'm going to get the meatball sub dog.
Okay. I'm going to get the pickled corn dog, or I like to say the con dog.
So this is a hot dog wrapped in a pickle, fried in cornmeal batter.
Yum.
For $15.50.
Listen, just don't look at the price for a minute and just think about the fact that it's going to be salty. It's going to be crunchy.
How can the meatball sub be cheaper than the pickled corn dog?
It's 50 cents less.
A pickle's like a nickel. Yeah. A hot dog, not the greatest meat in the world.
Yeah.
Why is it so much?
I don't know. Well, it is big. Again, it's a novelty. It's big. It's your downtown Disney in the district. So, I mean, you're going to pay a little more, I think.
Yeah, I'm still getting the meatball sub dog.
Okay, great. Well, there's all different kinds. You can get the meatball sub dog, you can get the pickled con dog, or you can get classic. They have kid dogs, and they have a golden dragon dog with sriracha mayo.
There you go.
Thai chili.
That's fun to say.
So much fun. So you guys have to try this at least once. I'm really excited about going to Disneyland. We have a bunch of things lined up for Disneyland, but really the food is probably the best part.
If not probably.
Is.
The food's the best part, period.
Period.
End of story.
End of sentence right there. Okay. All right. I think we have time. Let's talk a little bit, a couple of things in Universal.
All right. I think the Universal food is underrated.
It's
coming on strong.
Let me just say, I think that after COVID, I don't know. We had gone to Universal many times pre-COVID, and we had a good time. I didn't love the food. There's something different. I don't know. The quality maybe is a little bit better. I don't know. My expectations maybe were so low that I didn't think that the food could be good in Universal. And I'm really changing my tune when it comes to eating and snacking at the parks.
I'm with you.
I really enjoy myself. But we have a couple here that are a must try. So listing the first one. Well, let's do this. Universal Studios, and then we'll list Islands of Adventure.
All right. So let's start with the one thing that, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast from the UK, and they're going to think, what? But hear me out. I'm not from the UK, okay?
Yeah.
So I've never been there. I've never experienced the food. But this is kind of like my first experience with it. There's not a whole lot of places that serve these that I am aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So Scotch eggs, this is what it is. Hard-boiled eggs wrapped in pork sausage, dusted with breadcrumbs, and fried.
You just read it off the website, didn't you?
I just read it off the website. Okay. It's kind of like take out the pickle and put a hard-boiled egg in there.
That's right.
You know, it's kind of like what we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's served with a warm apple beet salad, which, again, was better than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
And they kind of cut it. They don't kind of. They cut the egg in half, and you can kind of see the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty good.
They have a bit image of it. So when you're going to, this is at the Leaky Cauldron in Universal. I think that this restaurant is a must-try at least once. I mean, we love it. We go multiple times, but
The only thing I don't love about it.
What?
The seating arrangements.
Seating can be better if you're an introvert like some of us. Definitely, it's a little bit difficult, but it goes with the theming and it goes with, you know, the whole franchise. So I think that it definitely immerses you and puts you in that setting. This one, it looks a little strange when you look at it. It's not something that I think many people would want to order if they're not from the UK, if they're not familiar with this type of snack. I definitely think it's a must try at least once even because it's delicious.
Yeah, and it's a 7.5.
It's a 7.
Know what I mean?
I don't know if you're taking an egg anywhere.
I'm taking it in.
Oh, that's
sometimes
gross.
You gotta, yeah, maybe the egg's not the greatest thing in the world, but I'm not talking about like what happens when you take it in there. No. I'm just talking about like, is it pocketable?
No.
Yes.
It's smushed. It will get smushed.
Not in my pockets.
What kind of pockets do you have?
I got big loose pockets.
Industrial.
That are made for snacking.
You have like pockets that have like a cooler in there and stuff that you could have your drink.
I may or may not have an ice pack.
An ice pack, yeah. All right. A hard shell pocket.
Maybe.
Is that what you have in
maybe.
There?
Maybe.
Nice. All right. Well, I agree with you, and I'm glad that you put this one on the list, because I don't think people really run towards the leaky cauldron for this particular item.
I was going to say, they do run towards the leaky cauldron. I've actually seen them do that.
Yeah.
But they don't go for the Scotch eggs.
I don't think so. I mean, I was looking around. Most people get the fish and chips. Most people get the stew.
Yeah.
Things that are a little bit more familiar probably to them or from where they're from.
Which are both good. Oh, all of it's good. I think last time we went, we got a mixture of things, which is the best thing you could do. If you were with five people, get a couple extra plates and like get four or five different items, and then fill your plate with a little bit from each one, so you can get to try it all.
And then hope that no one loves one particular item so much that they just devour it and you get none.
Well, then you can go back and order
your
own.
That's the most awkward part. We get a bunch of things and like one is a standout and all five of us love it, and then before I know it, it's gone and I'm sad. Anyway, moving on. All right, Universal's Islands of Adventure. This particular snack, I think, hits all the right spots. It's more of a meal than it is a snack, in my opinion, because it's potato-based. To me, potato is very filling. But I'll stick this in the snack category because...
Well, if you're me, it's a snack.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
So this one's from Green Eggs and Ham Cafe. And it's tater tots with and you can get a variety of different toppings that go on the tater tots.
Yes. And this is located in one of my favorite areas in Seusland. And again, back to being part of the theme and immersed with the food, I think this particular place does that. I see a lot of folks that don't have young kids kind of whiz through Seusland and they go to VelociCoaster or whatever. Like, obviously, that's more of a thrilling area if you have teens. Give Seusland a chance. Go eat some of the food. Try the Green Eggs and Ham Tots at least once.
There's quite a long line when we go here, but I think the Green Eggs and Ham Cafe, give it, maybe people kind of think twice about going there. They don't really take a second to look at what's actually on the menu.
Yeah.
And they think it may be just actual green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
And that's not what it is. Like, there is an option for that when you get it with tater tots, but it's more of a tater. I think they did a good job of putting a twist on it where everybody can get something here. Say they ate here in Seusland and get something that they're actually going to enjoy.
We got buffalo chicken tots here, pizza tots here. We got it all.
Listen, we gotta get the pizza tots.
I mean, yeah. If you know us, you know.
In the Bruce. Who hash.
Yum. I really love it. I mean, I love Seusland. I'm a sucker for Seusland. I could spend a lot of time in Seusland, even though my kids are older.
Yeah, you do spend an inordinate amount of time there.
It's like I dream of candy and cotton candy and twirls and sparkles when I'm over there for some reason. I really love it. This is a must try again, at least once. Give all of this, if you can swing it, at least to try something from this list that we shared today.
Plus, they have nice tables. You get your buffalo chicken tots or your pizza tots or your hoo hash tots, and you go sit over by the water. You get to like kind of people watch while you're eating.
Yeah, I like that. Say, I like green eggs and ham. Join Sam. I am at the big green ham shaped building with the giant fork on top to discover your new favorite meal, green eggs and ham tater tots. You'll want to eat in a box with a fox and everywhere in between. Try some Who Hash 2 served out of a can. It may not be green, but it's just as delicious.
You know what I mean? That's the only thing they missed.
That's all they missed. Well, I think that's going to do it because we've been very silly this entire podcast, and I think it is time that you and I go get a snack.
I think I do need a snack. Yeah. That's the only bad part about doing these episodes that talk all about food is that I want food.
Yeah.
And none of the food that I have available to me is as good or as...
Next time. Yeah. Sorry.
As like visually appealing. I'm not in the parks.
Yeah. Next time. Because we often do record. We take our equipment and we record live.
Like, hold on. Let me see if I have a snack in my pocket.
Oh, boy.
Nothing.
You need that shirt that my dad used to wear, the shirt with the front pocket. You know, some put a calculator in there, some put pencils. No, my dad put snacks.
That's right.
That's really what that pocket is meant for, just so you know. We need to get more of those. But anyway, next time we record a snack or food show, we don't have to be eating live, but we should definitely be at the parks because this is like torture right now.
We should just say the podcast will be, all right, we're going to go over and get some Who Hash Tots. We'll be back.
BRB.
And then not come back and talk about the Who Hash Tots. Just tell people we just got them.
Yeah.
Sure. Then, yeah, that'd be fun for us.
I'm just hungry right now.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Very much appreciated. Do us a favor. Here's the one ask.
Okay.
Hopefully this was a fun show and you got this far in it. Just give us a review on iTunes or hit the 5 stars on Spotify. Or you know what's even better? Share it out.
Share it out. That really helps us a lot.
Yeah.
5 stars or just forget the 40 minutes that you were listening. Just
hold on. I don't think anybody's going to give us a one star that got this far.
You never know. But I mean, anyway, we've had some people that are just like,
that's true. But listen, even share the show out with your friends. Tag us on Instagram.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it
would That's be. The only ask we have for this episode. The whole episode's free. All you got to do is share it.
All right. Well, thanks so much, everybody. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. Let us know what you think. Let us know what snack is your must-do.
Yeah, let us know what snack is on the scale of one least pocketable to most pocketable, how we did.
Okay.
And we'll see you on the next episode, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.